Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
We're joined by Made Supriyatna, visiting fellow at the ISIS Yusuf Isha Institute now. The world's fourth largest, most populous country is preparing ambitious building plans worth more than $547 billion as the Indonesian government aims to boost economic growth and improve its infrastructure. Welcome to Asia Insider. We're taking a closer look at Indonesia's planning minister, Bambang Brojonegoro, saying the proposed plan calls for $564 billion in investments from 2020 to 2024. The government will be funding as much as 40% of the total amount, 25% through state-owned enterprises, and the remaining 35% to be funded by the private sector. These plans come after President Joko Widodo's decision to relocate the capital away from Jakarta as its infrastructure continues to get strained and faces congestion problems. Made, thank you so much for joining us. How do you think these developments help continue or create higher economic growth for Indonesia, Southeast Asia's largest economy?
It is possible because the target is not really big. And I think Indonesia has experienced 5.3% of economic growth in the past during the first periods of Jokowi. I don't think this is a hard target to achieve. But whether this will boost higher than that, the economic growth, I don't think so, because, it's a lot of things to talk about this plan, because the infrastructure, as we know it right until now, even in the first Jokowi's term, we saw that a lot of things that's not covered in the media, it's actually all about some project is really not getting into the target. There's you can say that some project is already deemed as a waste. I can give you some examples about that. One is probably if you go to Palembang in South Sumatra, they just built an LRT there close to the Asian Games, and nobody is using that LRT right now, and it's almost it causes almost, I don't know, probably $1.5 billion.
Wow.
for the LRT. And another is the airport in big airport, international airport in West Java, the Kertajati Airport. I think now the government thinking about moving away all of the departure for the people who will made a pilgrimage to Makkah to that airport from the Soekarno-Hatta Airport in Cengkareng. So I think you have to think about that, and also about the 30% of private companies' participation in here, and also the state companies in building the infrastructures. There's a lot of toll roads that cannot be used by trucks, which is very, very important component to transporting goods, because it's just too expensive for them.
We're talking to Made Supriyatna, visiting fellow at the ISIS Yusof Ishak Institute. Tell us, which industries or sectors do you think will benefit most from for these new plans, and why so?
I think it's still the road is still a very, very important, and also the ports. But then if you build it a new one, which is very costly, and then if you give the private companies to do that, it really creates the cost. And while the economy is still crawling, it is impossible for the ordinary people to catch up with the cost. For example, if you look at the right now, even in Java, if you look at the truck, for example, you can count how many trucks are still using the old road and how many trucks is using the toll road. The toll road is mostly empty. There's also it's a big question mark. There's no study has been done about this, about the effect of the toll road to the transportation, to the logistic of the goods.
Made, President Joko Widodo has decided to move the capital away from Jakarta as the Java Island is sinking and faces ongoing congestion. How are these concerns restricting the country's economic growth?
I don't think it will have so many impact on the economic growth. But I think some concerns have been raised because it goes to the I think the number one candidate is the Penajam Pasar near Balikpapan in East Kalimantan, which is very, very close to Bukit Suharto's forest. I think environmentalists has already raised a concern because, you know, and also it's very, very close to the coal mining areas and something like that. And also, I don't know. I think the biggest concern right now, who will build this capital? Jokowi said that it will not be funded by the state, but instead by if it's not by the state, it surely it goes to private companies. And this one, I cannot imagine that a company like Lippo, Chuputra, Agung Podomoro will have a share in that. This become the Lippo capital eventually if they continue with this kind of plan. Mm-hmm. So it's very interesting to see how they will fund it because the cost is really quite high.
Okay. And what are the other key concerns facing Jakarta currently? And why is it no longer sustainable for economic activities to be focused in Jakarta? And how has it affected people's quality of life over there?
Jakarta, you can work on it. You can build something. Of course, it will cost money. But I don't know. I haven't seen any calculation that compare what if we use this money to rebuild Jakarta compared to just to build a new, brand new capital, which is away. Because Jakarta is a traditional city. It's been there forever, for several centuries. And I think it's not really easy to get rid of its role historically and economically and politically. Why not use that money to rebuild Jakarta, for example? I don't know. Well, nobody talk about that, and it's not become a public discussion in Indonesia right now.
Interesting. He's visiting fellow at the ISIS Yusof Isha Institute, Made Supritma, our guest today. Okay, about 60% of spending is going to be used to improve transportation. Mr. Brojonegoro has said connectivity is the only way for the country to achieve higher economic growth. What do you make of this?
Yeah, and a lot of this will go to the airport, I think. Also, because Indonesia has a limited land and it's a lot of small islands, you know, it's building an airport, which is very not really significant, which has a not significant economic contribution nationally. It will be very costly. I don't know how it will be work out in the remote areas. For example, you built airport in southeastern Maluku or Maluku Tenggara Barat, for example, and then it could be very, very costly, and also the airplane who will go there, and then whether people could afford to buy the ticket. That also is a huge question. Well, again, the question is that while it is sounds good as a political project, but how about the economic cost and benefit of building such kind of things in the remote areas?
Okay. Well, as a result of poor commodity prices and low compliance to tax, a limited state budget has made it difficult for the government to fund extensive projects. So how likely do you foresee the current plans to be carried out successfully as planned, or would they be put on hold following the case for previous projects?
Yeah, I think it's already the government already said that they will borrow money from abroad, and I don't I don't know where they can get the money from. Traditionally, Indonesia got the money from World Bank or IMF or something. But right now, if you deal with this institution, they will do due diligence. And I don't know what the result is. I think the most likely they will go to China, who can afford it. And this is politically, it's not so good, you know, because the anti-China sentiment has been broadcast by the opposition. And I think it will be an issue in the upcoming years.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Made Supritma is visiting fellow at the ISIS Yusuf Isha Institute.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.